Okay, we're up to Chaf Hei Amud Beis, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Okay, Rabbi Shmuel says in the Mishnah that Ein Madlikin Be'itron Mipnei Kovel HaShabbos, and the Chachamim hold it mutter. So, my timer, what's the reason of Rabbi Shmuel? Omar Rava Mitosha Reicho Ra, Gzeira Shem Yanichen V'Yetze. Because Itron smells bad, and Tosha points out, even though Neft also smells bad, but this smells worse. And therefore, it's more of an issue by Itron than there is by Neft. We're afraid that it'll smell so bad that you'll just leave the place where the candle is and eat in the dark. So what? So you'll leave. What's so terrible? That lighting a candle, the Mokum Suda, right, that's how Tosfos learns, that is a chova. The Omer of Nachman Barav Zavda, Omer La Omer of Nachman Barav Rava, Omer Rav, Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos chova. That Hadlokas Ner on Shabbos is a chova. And the reason is because it's hard to eat in a place that's dark. And we'll see Tosfos in a second. Let's see Rashi first. The Yetze, my Ichbaslan. So what? So the guy will leave the Nair and he'll go eat somewhere else. What's the problem? Chova, Kovet Shabbos. That's part of Kovet Shabbos. She'ein Suda Chashuva Elabamakam, or Ke'ein Yamama, the Perek Basra de Yuma. Right? That the real Suda, in other words, you're eating Suda, the Kovet Shabbos. The Suda that's really the Kovet Shabbos is only where it's light as day. So you have to have light that's mamish like daylight, according to Rashi. And the reason that you have to have a nair by your suda is that's covered Shabbos. That's what Rashi says. Okay, and that's the chova of hadlokas neiros. Rechitzas yodayim v'raglayim v'chamin arvis rishus. And washing your hands and feet in warm water, arvis. Most sheetahs learn, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, Arvis means Erev Shabbos, on Friday. Rashi will see, Mashma, that it's talking about Friday night. So you're supposed to wash your hands and feet. Rishus, that's only a Rishus. The Ani Omer Mitzvah. And I hold that it's a Mitzvah. My Mitzvah, what's the Mitzvah of washing your hands and feet? The Omer of Yehuda, Omer Rav, Kachwa Yimin Hogosh of Yehuda Brebeloi, Erev Shabbos, Medin lo areva malei chamin. Erev Shabbos, they would bring him a trough full of hot water. The rochets ton of yod of aragla, and he would wash his face, hands, and feet. Misate v'yoshe b'sadinim hamitziyotzim, and he would sit and in sheets that covered him, clothing that were made out of pishton, out of linen, that had tzitzis on it. The Dome of Malach Hashem Tzvakos, and he appeared like a Malach. That's how he was Makabel Shabbos. For Hayu Talmidim Mechabim Mimenu Kantek Susan, and the Talmidim who were also wearing these sheets of linen, they would hide the corners of their beged from him. And the reason is because they didn't have tzitzis on the beged. Omer Lohen Bonai Lokashon Isi Lohen, didn't I teach you Sadim Tzitzis Beishamei Potrin Ubeisil Mechayvin Bahalocha Today Kedivrei Beisil? Didn't I tell you that even though the sham I hold your potter from putting tzitzis on a linen beged, but they still hold your chayim. And the halacha is like beisilu. The inu sabri, and they hold that even though the halacha is like beisilu, zera mishum ksus laila, that there's a zera that even though you have to put tzitzis on a linen beged, but we're afraid that you may come to put it on a beged that you wear at night, and that's not chayiv and tzitzis, and you'll be over the isur kilayim. The problem is over here that you're putting tzitzis that has tcheles, which is wool. The tcheles has to be wool on a linen beged, and that's kilayim. And even though we'll see how Rashi and Tosfos, so let's look at the Rashi first. Even though the Torah says that kilayim is doche tzitzis, right? We learn the smichus of gedil and tasalacha. Right after Lo Yilbash, Semro Pishkim Yaakov, right after it says Gedil and Tasalacha. So from the Smukim we learn that you can make tzitzis out of shatnes, but we're afraid that you'll put it on a beggar that's not really chayiv in tzitzis, and then you'll be over the issur shatnes to lo b'makom mitzvah. So there's a gzera not to put tzitzis on a linen beged. That's what they held. Okay, we'll see in a second what that is. Let's see this Rashi to here. Rechitzas yadayim v'raglayim arvis leil Shabbos. Rashi learns that there was an inyan to wash your feet and hands leil Shabbos, Friday night. Now it's covered Shabbos. Hisadin hamitziyotzin, sadinin shel tishtad. These were sheets that they wore around them. Okay, it was a kind of beged. They wrapped themselves in a linen sheet. Ubohem tzitzis shel tcheles, and they wore tzitzis which had tcheles on it. And the tcheles had to be wool. Kilayim, so it's kilayim. Ela shemutter min haTorah, the darshin and smuchin. But it's mutter from the Torah because, what's it called? We darsh in the smuchin. Well, silver shatnez, gedil and tasalacha. You're not allowed to wear shatnez. The next pasuk is, make tzitzis. So we learn that even if the tzitzis are shatnez, it's okay. Mechab menu kantik susan, shayulahem sadinim shenim etzuyatim. Because they didn't put tzitzis on their linen garments. Beshamai poltrim, the apagav the tzitzis chovahu, bechol talisos, sheyeshlo la'odam, ba'afilu munachim bekotza. Now she says, even though there's a mandiomer who holds that tzitzis is chovas talis, that you have to put the tzitzis, even if you're not wearing it, you have to put the tzitzis on every beggar that you have of arba kantos, even if you don't wear it. We hold that tzitzis is chovas gavr, that when you wear it, you have a chiyuv to put on. But Rashi brings down the mandiomer who says that tzitzis is chovas talis, honey, the tishton keturin, mishum de kilayim, lo shor rachmon, lo darshi smuchim. And Beis Shammai holds, he doesn't darshin smuchim, that's how Rashi learns, and therefore he holds it's asur to put tzitzis of kilayim, wool, into linen, and therefore you don't put the potter from tzitzis b'chlam, right? Even though you're not going to be over the isur kilayim just by putting tzemer into pishtim, you have to wear it to be over the isur kilayim, but the Torah never said you have to wear such a tzitzis so you don't have to put it into the beged either. And Beis Hillel holds your chayiv because he learns the smuchim. The inu savri talmidav sheu osrim sover noy the halacha of Beis Hillel, and the talmidim who held that it's osir held that sure the halacha is like Beis Hillel. The chayovim midoraisa, and in haTorah you are chayiv to wear tzitzis with tcheles in what's it called in a beged of pishtan. Mihu rabbanim gozer b'hu. However, the rabbanim made gzeira that you should not put tzitzis in a beged pishtan of exera. Why mishum ksus laila? Shema yehelo ksus shem yuchad leilos. Rashi learned ksus laila doesn't mean a ksus you wear at night. It means a ksus is miyuchad for night. It's also machlokas. Right? What ksus laila means? Does it mean that any beged you wear at night? Night is not a time of tzitzis, and therefore, if you wear any beged at night, you're potter from tzitzis. That's one day. And Rashi quotes the other day. Rashi holds that ksus laila means ksus ha-miyuchad laila. It's not day and night that are potter. It's the kind of beged. A beged that's miyuchad for night, pajamas, that have four corners are potter from tzitzis. Right? And even if you wear them in the daytime, they're potter. Because that's called the ksus ha-miyuchad laila, and ksus laila is potter. Right? Whether you wear it in the day or the night. And ksus yom is chayiv, whether you wear it in the day or the night. The Yakubot tzitzis, and so Rashi learns that any beged that's miyuchad l'layla is always parted from tzitzis, and therefore we're afraid that if we put tzitzis into linen begadim, people are going to make a mistake and they're going to put them into begadim that are miyuchad l'layla, and there's no mitzvah there, and then you're over the issur shatnez without the mitzvah being docha the shatnez, right? The nimtza lovesh kilayim shelo b'makom mitzvah. The ksus laila lo mechayiv et tzitzis. The chsiv or isim also. Uvi yavamos parchina vechibezim masim lakar dovrim in haTorah. Liftor es achayiv. Right, the Torah says you're chayiv to put tzitzis. Had the Rabbanan come along and say, don't put tzitzis? Or it says, mishani shevi al tasa shani. Here, it's not kum v'yaseh. I'm not telling you to do an iser. We're telling you not to put tzitzis on. In other words, once you have the beged on, you have an essay. There's no lav of wearing a beged without tzitzis. It's an essay. Right, the Torah said, put tzitzis on a beged of arba kantos. If you don't put the tzitzis on, you're mavatul the mitzvah saseh. So the rabbanim have the call to tell you not to do the mitzvah saseh. So you're wearing a beged, and there's no chiyuv of tzitzis on it midrabbanan. So you're over the essay of putting tzitzis on a beged that's chayiv tzitzis because the rabbanim told you not to do it. And the rabbanim have the call to tell you not to do a mitzvah Right, b'shevi al tasa. They can't tell you to be over an iser b'kum v'yase, but they can tell you to be not mekayim a mitzvah b'shevi al tasa. That they do have a power. Okay. Okay, let's just see some of the things here before we go on. First of all, the chiyuv of lighting Shabbos candles. Okay. The Gemara says that it's a chova. Tosus brings down that we find similarly that what's it called? Mayim Achronim is also called a chova. And you don't make a bracha on Mayim Achronim. So there were shitas of hell that you don't make a bracha on Shner Shabbos even. And Ner Shabbos is just a chova because of Shalom Bayis, that people shouldn't fall over themselves or whatever. So just like Mayim Achronim is to protect you from Sakona of Melech Sodomis, so too Ner Shabbos is to protect you from Sakona falling over yourself. And you don't make a bracha on such a thing. On such a chova, you don't make a bracha. However, Tosfos argues on that. And Tosfos says that that which the Gemara is talking about is the chova of having Ner Shabbos legabi the suda, to have the Ner Shabbos in the place where you're eating. But aside from that, there's a separate mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, that's Kovet Shabbos. That Tosfos learns is Onik Shabbos, not like Rashi says. Rashi learns that having the Neros where you eat is Kovet Shabbos, because the suda is Kovet Shabbos, and there's eating it. In the light, it makes the suda edible. Tosfos learns that lighting Neros near the Tzuda is not Kovet Shabbos, that's Onik Shabbos. And that's not the Ikar Chiyuv. The Ikar Chiyuv is light Neros, even not where you eat. Just stand that there should be Neros lit. The Kovet Shabbos is Kovet Shabbos. And that's a mitzvah. That was everything we learned till now. That all the Chiyuvim, a woman that doesn't light candles or whatever, is Chayiv Misa, right? That's Kovet Shabbos. That's a separate mitzvah. In any case, just the... there are three possible reasons to light Neir Shabbos, and they apply in different situations, and on some of them it makes sense to make a bracha, and on some not. Right? There's an inyan of Kovet Shabbos. Now just come to light candles in the house, it's Kovet of Shabbos, even if you're not going to use them at all. Right? Just that the candles should be burning in the house, that's a din of Kovet Shabbos, and that pashtus there's an inyan of a bracha. Then there's an inyan that the candles should be in the place where you eat, because that's Onik Shabbos. That eating with where in a lit up place, that's Onik Shabbos. Could be that you don't make a bracha on that, because there's a lot of things that are yichayev for Onik Shabbos. You don't make a separate bracha when you eat fish on Shabbos, on Onik Shabbos, you make a bracha lechol dagim. Right? There's a klaliistic thing of Onik Shabbos, you don't make brachas on that. Possible that, therefore, that just the idea of Onig Shabbos wouldn't be Mechayiv a bracha enough. And there's a third idea of Shalom Bayis, that people shouldn't fall over each other. And that, Lechara, for sure you don't make a bracha, because that's just preventing damage, which is no worse than Mayim Achronim you don't make a bracha on, which also prevents damage. So, therefore, what's it called? There are shitas that hold like this. The Rabbeinu Meshulam, and the Rabbeinu Eliyahu, that the Rabbeinu Tam brings down in Sefer HaYosher, which he over here hints to in the Tosfos, hold that there is no bracha on Ner Shabbos. That the entire inyan of Ner Shabbos is either only Shabbos or Shalom Bayis, and both of them, there's no bracha. So they hold you don't make a bracha on Ner Shabbos. Others hold that the reason you don't make a bracha on Ner Shabbos is because it's not the end of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not stam to light candles. The mitzvah is to light candles so you can eat by the candles. So it's anything that's not where the mitzvah is ended with what you do, that you don't make a bracha. So here it's only a heksher mitzvah. It's the beginning of eating in an illuminated place. You don't make a bracha. And the Rabbeinu Tam himself holds no, even if that would be the only reason, since there's no other maisa to do, right? Once you lit those candles and now you can eat by that candlelight, the mitzvah is finished. So the fact that you're eating by candlelight is not the finishing of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is finished when you lit the candles to begin with. And they should make a bracha even on that. What's it called? And outskiyuv of Shalom Bayis, there's no inyan to make a bracha. So those who hold you don't make a bracha, hold that the ikar inyan is only Shalom Bayis, or eating by candlelight, and therefore the ikar mitzvah is not the lighting of the candle, the ikar mitzvah is the eating by the candlelight. Right, that's only Shabbos. And Tosfos and the Rambam also holds that there's a separate Indian of lighting candles, even if it has nothing to do with the Suda, als Kovod Shabbos. And that's, what's it called? On that you do make a brach. Second, what else is here? Okay, therefore there's a lot of Torah over here if in what places you have to light, right? Als Kovod Shabbos, you have to light candles. And even if they, don't last, a long enough time to eat by, you still yotze. You lit candles with Kovod Shabbos. That's one shita. Another shita in the Rishonim holds that the candles don't last long enough to eat by, it's a bracha levatorah. Because the ikar is not stam lighting candles with Kovod Shabbos, it's being able to eat your suda, the gavi the candles. If you didn't light them in the place of the suda. The Mogen Avraham holds you don't have to light them in the place of the suda ve'etzim. You have to light them to be yotze the ikar mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. Right? As long as you have light from other sources by your meal, it's good enough that you light the candle somewhere where you're preparing the meal. It doesn't have to be where the meal is itself. And that's called Kovod Shabbos. Enough. And again, others hold that if the candles don't burn, or they're not in the place where you're mamish eating your meal, and that's really how we're knowing, right, then it could be a bracha levatola. So you have to light candles in a place where at least there's some light, right, that comes from those candles where you're eating. People go to hotels, they light candles in a tea room where they don't eat the chlal, right? The shayla is a bracha levatola. There's no purpose for those candles, the gabi the suda. They have to be lit somewhere with the suda. You have to have some use from them also.
So they shouldn't make a bracha?
What? Because they're not yotze lighting there. Not a question of making a bracha. You're not yotze, what's it called? You have to light it somewhere where it's where you're going to eat by it. You're going to do some tashmish by it. Stam to light it in the room. Stam out covered Shabbos without the onik Shabbos without the whatever is no. Therefore, we don't make a bracha where it's only out shalom bayis too. So there's no inyan bichlal of covered Shabbos or onik Shabbos, just shalom bayis. So you don't make a bracha just on something like that.
What should you do in situations like that?
What?
What should a person do then? Light his room also.
He should have in mind when he lights in his room, right, there already there's an inyan of, aside from Kovod Shabbos, also Shalom Bayis together, there could be what's it called, you should have Kavanah when you light the electric light in your room, that you should have in mind when you light downstairs by that tea room, you should have in mind that the light that you have in the room is also Kalish, and you make the bracha on both of them. Okay, in any case, there's Yerushalmi that learns from a pasuk by Yivorech Hashem es Yom HaShvi that was the bracha on the Ner. That's where we learn out the bracha on Ner Shabbos, by Yivorech Hashem es Yom HaShvi, and some say that therefore Ner Yontif is not a mitzvah, only Ner Shabbos. Others could hold that Ner Yontif is also called Shabbos. So even though it says only by Yom HaShvi, but since Yontif has a din also to a certain degree of Shabbos, also called Shabbos, that same halacha may apply. Okay. Now, so that's just, and I'm not going into all the halachas of halachas near Shabbos. Just that you should realize there's three chiyuvim. Some hold you bechlal don't make a bracha. Some hold the bracha is only if you're, the ikar inyan is covered Shabbos. Some hold on only Shabbos you don't make a bracha. Some hold on only Shabbos also you make. And on Shalom Bayis Pashtis, you don't make a bracha just if there's only need of Shalom Bayis. Okay. Another Nakamina would be if you have light and you didn't light anything with Kovod Shabbos. Right? There's those who hold you don't make a bracha also hold that if you had light from before Shabbos, burning, you don't have to dafka put it out and light it with Kovod Shabbos. The ikar is, it should be light. And if you hold it, you have to light something with Kovod Shabbos. It has to be nikar with Kovod Shabbos. Tosfos holds you have to put it out and light it again. It's not enough there should be light. The ikar is not the light. The ikar is that you lit something with Kovod Shabbos. Okay, this washing. The Meiri holds that washing for Shabbos is only Rishus. The Rav Yoh holds it's a mitzvah. And the Rambam holds it's part of the dinim of Kovod Shabbos. The Mechabed Shabbos by washing your hands and feet, the Kovod Shabbos. And the Svasemis says, what's the idea? Just like a Kohen washed his hands and his feet. We went to Avodah, it's covered Shabbos to wash your hands and feet coming into Shabbos. Shabbos is like a Mikdash. A Mikdash in Zman. When you go to the Mikdash in Makom, you wash your hands and feet. When you come into the Mikdash in Zman, you wash your hands and feet. And the Ran holds it's only a Minik. And The Or Zeruah says you get schar if you do it, you don't get the onus if you don't do it. Okay, but it's a getter of covered Shabbos. The Rambam holds you have to wash your face, hands, and feet, right? And the Rav Yor just as Goris hands and feet, and based on the Svasemis, hands and feet are something special. Face is extra chasidus that Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Loi did. And the Rokeach holds just your hands, you have to wash the covered Shabbos, not even your feet. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Bizman Azeh, even if there was a mitzvah to wash your feet, Bizman Azeh, we don't go barefoot, there's no inyan to wash your feet, Zavka. The Ravon says that the Iker was to wash your whole body, the covered Shabbos. It's not this idea of, you know, washing your hands and feet out the covered Shabbos. It's that you should be clean when Shabbos comes in, right? But if you can't do that, then the minimal is pon of yodah v'ragla. And that's why Rav Yehuda ben Loi didn't only wash his hands, feet, and face, is because he didn't have, there was no bathhouse in his place. So he had no choice. The most he could wash was that. But in economics, he could wash more. It's a bigger mitzvah, the Ravan says. And the Or HaShulchan says that Rav Yehuda ben Loi had a lot of sores over his body, we find the Gemara in the Dorans. And therefore it was painful him to wash. So he washed only what wasn't painful to wash, his hands, face, and feet. But Enichanam, Be'ikar HaDin, you have to wash your whole body. Right? And the idea is that the covered Shabbos is not the symbolism of washing your hands and feet, it's having a clean body. Or Zeruah adds, aside from hands, face, and feet, there's also a need to wash your hair. And the Zman, the Ran, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch all say it's Erev Shabbos. And the Rashi is mashma again, that it's mamish leil Shabbos. And if it's leil Shabbos, that's why it doesn't say you have to wash your whole body, because you're not allowed to wash your whole body, right, on leil Shabbos in warm water. Even warm water that was heated up before Shabbos, which we're going to get to. So, and they also say, since it's covered Shabbos, it has to be done as close to Shabbos as possible. Again, Rashi holds covered Shabbos means do it Friday night. And the Shulchan Giborim says it has to be as close to Shabbos. You shouldn't wash Thursday because it's not nicker that it's a covered Shabbos. But the others bring down that Lamais the Marshal, that if you can't wash on Erev Shabbos for some reason, right, then the closest to Shabbos is better, but do it on Thursday also. Right, because then it's better not to wash at least the covered Shabbos and not to wash at all. But if you have a choice, it has to be done on Friday, as close to Shabbos as possible, rather than on Thursday, or even on early on Friday, where it's not as nicker that you're doing it with covered Shabbos. Okay, let's go on. Okay, the Sadin B'tzitzis, what's it called? The Rashi, we learned already, Rashi holds that, the Shammai holds that it's also min HaTorah to put Kilayim in Tzitzis, right? Even the Tchelis is also, because he doesn't darsh and smuchim. And Reish Hillel holds that it's mutter, min ha-Torah. But the Rabbanan made a gzeira that, what's it called, you shouldn't wear tzitzis in a pishtun beged, because maybe you'll put them into a beged that's not chayiv in tzitzis. Tosfos learns differently. Tosfos learns that the Isser is only according to Beis Shammai, and it's only also with the Rabbanan. Beis Shammai also learns smuchim. And they also hold that you have to put tzitzis in even kilayim. And what's it called? But there's a gzeira, and we hold there's no gzeira altogether. So the Shaila also Tosa says, according to some opinions, right, it's only the tchelis you don't put in. But everybody holds you have to put pishtun tzitzis in a beged of pishtun. In other words, the tchelis has to be wool. But the regular white of the tzitzis can be the min of the beged. Right, so you can wear linen tzitzis in a linen beged. There's no problem of shatnez. The problem of shatnez only comes when you put tchelis. So there's an opinion that says that even Beis Shammai holds, what's it called, that you have to put the linen part, those linen white tzitzis, the white of the tzitzis you have to put in. The machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai is only do you wear tchelis or not. But not that you don't wear any tzitzis. Right? And Lamaisa, what's it called, Tosus holds that you shouldn't make talisos of pishtun and put tzitzis in it, even the what's it called, even pishtun, right? Because we pass them like Beis Shammai, not like Beis Hillel. We hold like Beis Shammai, and there's a gzeira that we're afraid that if you put even linen tzitzis in, you may end up putting tchelis in, and the tchelis already is osur midrabbanan, not min haTorah, as a gzeira because of whatever. And the halacha is taka like Beishamai in this inyan, not like Beis Hillel. And Beishamai do say also it's only osur because of the gzeira. Not like Rashi says that Beis Hillel holds that, what's it called, that it's min haTorah mutter, but the rabbanan says osur. No, Beis Hillel holds even midrabbanan. And Beishamai are the ones who say that midrabbanan not. Midaraisa, everybody holds you have to wear tzitzis in, and you darshan no smuchim. The only shail is a gzera de rabbanan, and here the halacha is like Beishamai, that there is such a gzera de rabbanan. Okay. Let's go on. Batiznach mishalom nafshi, nashisi tova, it's a pasuk in Eicha, that nefesh was abandoned from its peace, and I forfeited all the good. My vatiznach mishalom nafshi, what does that refer to? That my nefesh was bereaved of its shalom. Omer avavo, zu hadlokas ner Shabbos. Hadlokas ner b'Shabbos. Right? That I didn't have ner Shabbos. And therefore I didn't have shalom in my house, because I didn't have ner Shabbos. No, shisi tova, omer avir mi azu beis hamerchot. I missed out on the Tova, that's all, there was no Beis HaMerchatz. In other words, in the Churban, we're a terrible tzaris, so we didn't have the ability to have Ner Shabbos, so there was no Shalom, and we didn't have the ability to go wash yourself, that was the Tova. Omer Rav Yochanan, Zu Rechitzas Yodayim V'Raglayim V'Chamin. That's washing your hands and face in warm water, that's called Tova. Rav Yitzchak Nacha Omar, Zu Mita Noa V'Kelim Noim She'Aleha. This refers to a nice bed and nice kalim on it, right? Nice sheets and blankets or whatever. That's also tova. It's also covered Shabbos. Rav Abba Omer Zumita Mutsas the Isha Mekushetus so Tamidei Chachamim. It's a nice a drawn bed and a wife that's dressed up for Tamidei Chachamim, whose owner was Leil Shabbos. The Leil Shabbos live with his wife on Leil Shabbos, that's also part of Kavod Onig Shabbos, right? To be able to live with your wife. Elsi Rashi. Hadlokas ner b'Shabbos, shelo haya lo mimala hadlik. And during the Churban, they had nothing to light with. Uvamokum she'ein ner, ain shalom. Shaholek v'nichsho v'holek b'afela. When there's no candle, when it's dark, people trip over each other, and therefore there's no shalom. Okay, let's go on. Tana Rabbana. Ezeu Asher. What classifies an Asher? Rashi says, who cares? Nafkamina lemitrach ladure lemilsa. Right? It's an Indian to be an Asher. So if these things are called Ashiras, it's something to pursue. What are they? Those are, they're positive things. Right? It says that Asher is a matana from the Rabbana Shalom. And Rebbe was Mechabed Ashirim. Somebody was Zochet Ashiris, must have some schus. So Ashiris is a positive thing, right? As long as you realize the matana from the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and it's, you don't go after it in contradiction to other things that are obviously more important, right? But there's an inyan, Rashi says, to pursue Ashiris, right, because it's a positive thing, to use it properly. So what is an Asher? Guy who has whatever he has, right, whatever it might be, he has nachas ruach from it. Right, he gets satisfaction. So that's an asher. An asher is a person who's satisfied, right? Basically what it says, Ezeu asher, right, hasameach b'chelko. Person who has nachas ruach from whatever it is that he has nachas ruach from it. That's an asher. Okay, Rabbi Tarfin Omer, Kol sheishlo mea kromim, umea sados, umea avodim sheobnim bohem. To be an usher, you have to have 100 krumim, and 100 fields, and 100 servants to work in them. Okay? So you're not bothered to have to work. You have 100 servants, and you have all this usher, and you don't have the bother of taking care of. That's called an usher. Rabbi Akiva, Omer Koshi, Eshel Isha No B'maisin. You have a wife who is a good wife. Okay, Noa b'maisim. She's charming in her deeds. Rabbi Yossi Omer Koshyeshul Besakisi Samach L'Shulchanu. Person who has a bathroom close to his table, right? And we can't appreciate that because we take it for granted. But when you had to go out to a Besakisi outside, or whatever, or if your toilet gets stopped up, you understand that that's real ashiras, right? To have the ability to have a beisakise samach l'shulchan. Some say that's musar. The idea is that a person, you know, eats and he gets too involved in the eating. If you have a beisakise samach l'shulchan, you remember what the end of the eating is all about. You don't get too involved and tied up in the eating. So beisakise samach l'shulchan means that you, while you're eating, you understand that it's not the ikar of life, because in the end, it all comes out in the end. The Tanya Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ein Madlikin Bitzori, My Taima, Omer Rabba Mito Sherechol Note, Gzeir Hashem Yistapik Mimen. Right? You can't light with Tzori, because Tzori has a very, very good smell, and we're afraid that you'll be so enthralled with it, you'll take some of the oil out of the burning candle, and you'll be chayiv on kibbutz, because taking oil out of a candle is a kibbutz. Rashi, Ezeu Asher, Nafkamine, L'mitrach L'adurei Amilsa. Right? The Nafkamine is, what's an Asher? Ashirus is a positive thing, you should pursue it. Nachas Ruv Asher, Sameach V'chelka, in Ma'at Imra, that's really an Asher. Sha'ovim v'en besodus avoda tzrichulahem. You have 100, but it could be what the Gemara is saying, if you have 100 sodos, 100 crumbs, doesn't mean that's what makes you an usher. But even if you have 100 sodos on a crumbing, and then, what's it called, marbe nechos and marbe daiga, so you're not really an usher then. You're a meshubit, but if you have 100 slaves to take care of it, then you're an usher. Shema yistapik mimeno v'tanya b'tosefta, anosin shema l'ner chai mishu madir, v'amistapik chai mishu machabim, meseches beya, the Gemara the Yontif. If you take oil out of a burning candle, you're chayiv because of mechaba, you're making the candle go out earlier, that's called kibui. Right? In fact, it's really a machlokus why you're chayiv mishu mechaba. Right? One day is what I just told you, because you make it go out earlier. The second day is when you take oil, you pull the other oil away from the wick, and it gets smaller. So at the moment that you pull the oil away, you're already mechaba the flame that's there. The nafkamina is if you can cut a candle in half that's burning. Right? If the idea is that by taking oil away from the wick, you make the flame smaller by a candle, that doesn't happen. If the idea is that you're shortening the time of burning, then you're shortening the time of burning by a candle also, if you cut it in half while it's burning. So that's a nafkamina of what the reason of kibui is by mistafik, v'shem and shebener. It's machlokas rash, the Rosh and Tosus and Beit. Okay.